Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Odibe McDowell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Buddy Black. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Newman. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting sixth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The right fielder, John Moses. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roy Smith. And now, play ball. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McDowell strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Clark strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Allenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Larkin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Harper hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Firmin hits a line drive towards the mound. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Moses is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a pop-up into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larkin moves to third. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larkin scores. Castillo moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Firmin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Firmin is 0-for-1 in the game. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to second. 2 outs. Odibey McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Smith, and towards Gagne, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gaetti moves to second. 1 out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a line drive into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses bunts towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 3 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gagne moves to second. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Newman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gagne scores. There goes Gladden trying to get to home. McDowell throws the ball into Allenson, who tags Gladden, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Newman moves to second. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Allenson reaches second base with a double. Mike Young pinch hits for Felix Furman. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young strikes out. 1 out. Odaibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 3 in the game. McDowell hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allenson moves to third. 2 outs. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Aguayo now playing shortstop. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush pinch runs for Carmelo Castillo. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first, with Black covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.